All right, guys, what I'd like you to do right now is I'd like you to turn in your Bibles to John chapter 8. We're going to focus on verse 37 through 47, John chapter 8. Now, again, we're in that section of John where the focus is on the opposition that Jesus is facing. Now, that would blow your mind, especially if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, when you understand his heart, when you understand what Jesus is doing, what he's teaching, who he's pointing to. Like, why would anybody be upset with him? Why would anybody, as we're going to see, want to kill him? I mean, he's flat out pointing out to them that they want to kill him. In fact, in chapter 7, we see they want to grab him, but they can't. We're going to see that in chapter 8 as we get next week, as we get to the end. They're going to try and get him, but they can't. It's not his time yet. Why would they do that? Why would they be so offended at him? It's called unbelief. They don't believe. They don't believe who he is. They don't believe what he says. They don't believe. And he's pointing that out. And actually, in chapter 8, after we get with that, we move past that ancient story of the woman caught in adultery. We get to Jesus' discussion about them and their hearts. It kind of reveals to us the nature of belief. What does it mean to believe? And what does it mean not to believe? And I pointed out to you last week when we talked about this, is that's something we get confused about. We think that people who just say that Jesus is the Son of God or even agree that Jesus died on the cross, they're okay. But Jesus is actually going to point out here that, no, it's actually a little bit more to it than that. In fact, what Jesus is going to say is something that James would say later. James, what do you mean, James? Well, if you don't need to turn there. I'll turn there real quick. James talks about the issue of faith and people and their belief and how do you know where they're at when he says, here's what he says, verse 20 of chapter 2. And it kind of fits with what Jesus is going to say here today. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Was it not Abraham, her father, justified by works when he offered Isaac his son to the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God and was accounted to him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. You see then that a man is justified by his works, not by faith alone. All right, let me just stop. He's saying here that he's not saying that you get salvation by your works, but that your faith expresses itself in works. Okay, here, let's go on. Likewise, was not Rahab the harlot also justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out another way? For the body without spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. Now that's what James says. Yeah, but what does Jesus say? Well, that's where we go back to John chapter 8. And you're going to be amazed at what Jesus says because he's going to talk about the reality of what belief is. And belief is more than just saying, I believe in Jesus. Because there's a lot of people who say that. Jesus is actually going to point out to you that it's something so much more. Now, let me help you to understand why he's saying this. Because let's remember who he's talking to. He's not talking to Gentiles. Okay, we're Gentiles. He's talking to Jews. And in their mind, as Jews, they thought they were okay. Why?